Third parak of Kinim, second Mishnah. Achas lezo, v'shtayim lezo, v'sholish lezo, v'eser lezo, meyel lezo. Kitzur, we have a bunch of women. One has one set of birds for a korban, another one has two, the one has three, the one has ten, the one has 100, and as many as you want. Not like in the previous parak, which they asked the shayla, but the kohen. With mockery of all of them, without asking a shayla. Also, kulam amalo mefzak kosher mefzak post. You put all of them on top, then it's kosher. Half of them are kosher, half of them are posel. Why is that so? Because all the oilas are kosher, all the chatois are posel. Kulam lamata mefzak kosher mefzak posel. Same thing. And the bottom, all the chatois are kosher, all the oilas are posel. Chetzi lamata, chetzi lamata. Then we get into a confusion over here. You did half on the top, half on the bottom, and you don't know which ones were done on the top, which one were done on the bottom. Meruba kosher. The amount of the largest set, that amount of kosher, not necessarily from that person's korban, because it could be comprised of part of that person's korban, part of another person's korban. But at least that amount, in this case, where, let's see, you had 1, 2, 3, and 10. So 20 of the birds are going to be kosher. Because if you make a cheshbin, if you have 1, 2, 3, and 10, you have a sum total of 16 sets of birds. So, assuming worst case scenario, that all the birds of the woman that had 10 sets were done on the top. So, even so, 10 out of the 16 are going to be kosher. Because 6 of them are going to be her chatos. So you already have 10 kosher for her. And then when you go to the bottom, since we're making a cheshbon, that 10 of the top ones were hers, so you have 6 of the other girl, the other women's that were done in the bottom in the right place, plus another 4 of hers that are left over, you'll have some total of 10. And that's the way it works out with cheshbon, no matter the numbers are. So zekalal kol malkim shata yochel lechalek esakinim leil mishal isha achas bein lamalo bein lamata. If you're going to split up the kinim in a fashion that there will not be birds from one woman both on top and the bottom, mechza kosher mechza posel. In other words, when you have equal amounts of each woman has an equal amount, then half is kosher, half is posel. Kol malkim sheinat yichol achak is akinim ad sheyeh mishal isha achas bein lamala bein lamata. But if you have a situation that, since each woman has different amounts, and it's going to come out that you do half on top, half on the bottom, so one of the women's ones are going to be both on the top or both on the bottom, in other words, some are going to be posel, then amaruba kosher, then we say that the amount of birds in the largest group are going to be kosher.